Hello and welcome back. 8 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. Happy New Year once again from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Dial. Next matter of a discourse, Gbaja Biamila plans removal of Honourable from Reps designation. That's the story. Members of the House of Reps may no longer be addressed as honourables, as the Speaker, Femi Gbaja Biamila, has sponsored a bill seeking to change the lawmaker's appellation to representatives. The legislation is titled A Bill for an Act to Amend the Legislative House's Powers and Privileges Act 2017. Already, members of the Ninth House, including the Speaker, have been using Rep before their names instead of the Honourable or HON that has been in use for ages. But Gbaja Biamila is now seeking to legalize the change in the address and designation of members through the amendment bill. The bill seeks to insert a new sections 21 and 22 into the Legislative House's Powers and Privileges Act, which reads 21. A member of the Senate shall be designated and addressed as a senator and shall be entitled to have before his name the word senator during his term in office and for life. 22. A member of the House of Representatives shall be designated and addressed as a representative and shall be entitled to have before his name the word representative during his term in office and for life. The Speaker wrote in the explanatory note, this bill seeks to define the designation and address before the name of a member of the National Assembly. So, if this scales through, and, well, it is likely it will scale through, what impact will the removal of Honourable from Reps designation have? Would it change anything? I mean, besides the obvious, instead of referring to them as Honourables, or Honourable this, or Honourable that, they'll now be referred to as representative this or representative that. And besides the obvious change of words, does it change anything else? Lines open. 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. Also, you can join the conversation via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. We're live there. Also via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Also, do check out our YouTube page, Nigeria Info PH. Once again, the removal of the appellation or designation honourable from as one of the designations or the designation used in addressing members of the House of Reps, if proceedings go as, well, very likely it will, members of the House of Reps, either serving or former members of the House of Representatives, would no longer be referred to as honourables, rather they will be referred to as representatives, or representative A, or representative B, or something of that nature. Does it change anything besides the obvious change of words? I've got Sebastian on the line. Well, I had Sebastian on the line. A reminder, we're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take. I've got Meryl from Ukrika on the line. Meryl, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Dario. Good evening.
Hi.
For me, I think it may change something because now maybe they will begin to see themselves as real representatives.
Really?
And maybe they may begin to start doing their work well. Because addressing them as honorables, I think maybe it has made them feel so big. They've seen themselves as maybe as lords and I don't know. And they've been so relaxed and so seeing themselves as the high and mighty, as honorables we've been calling them. But now maybe they might begin to do their jobs. Well,
so Meryl, assuming you're right, and members of the House of Reps or some of them have not been doing their jobs well, you sincerely believe that a change of designation from honorable to representative will change that?
I don't think it would change anything, but I mean, I'm just saying it sarcastically. Maybe their mentality might change with the names now. We kind of address, sometimes the name you address a dog, that's how you address a dog, that's how he behaves. And the name you call a child, that's what happens. Or maybe that's the kind of luck
he attracts. So what kind of name would you give a dog that would make the dog behave well?
If you call a big dog Bingo, it will behave as a little, ordinary, or you call a foreign dog. If you address a foreign dog as this normal in Kita, maybe you behave like that, but if you call him if you call a Rottweiler, maybe you call him Bully. Maybe he begins to see himself as a bully and begins to then secure your compound. But if you address him as a little Bingo, he begins to bark like a Bingo.
Are you sure? Is the name Bully that makes the Rottweiler act like a Rottweiler? or the diet of the Rottweiler, and whether or not. Uh-huh. The Rottweiler sees a veterinarian every now and then or not.
You said that.
So if you call the Rottweiler Bully, and then you are giving the Rottweiler Granot and Gary to eat, will the Rottweiler act like a bully?
I don't know. I think when you call him Bully, he will see himself as big and huge, and he's supposed to be defensive and very harsh.
Even if the Rottweiler does not eat for 2 days.
Hello?
Even if the Rottweiler does not eat for 2 days,
I think the name, his name, he will act as his name. He will be active.
So
whether he eats or not, he will just be happy because you are addressing him well, and you think he can do this bully kind of this activity. But I think name is very important. They should stop calling them honorables and call them representatives. Maybe now they can start representing well, and they will not see themselves as the high and mighty again.
All right, Meryl.
Thank you, Dario.
Thank you for teaching me something interesting today. That the name is what matters, right. Not what you feed your dog. All right? So according to Meryl, you can decide to not feed those dogs again. Just call them Bully. That's all that matters. Just call the dog Bully. Joseph from Chobo, hi. Go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dario.
Yeah, Joe.
I think the only thing they want to achieve from this is that they want to themselves from counselor. You know the name honorable. A counselor stands at honorable.
The
House of Assembly stands at honorable. So they want to upgrade themselves, separate themselves from the House of Assembly.
In some cases the cousin to a counselor also bears honorable.
Yes. So they feel that they need to upgrade themselves so that people will know they. Apart from that, I don't think they have any other thing to achieve from that. They want to separate themselves, being the big boys, from the small boys.
And what's the essence of that?
Thank you, sir.
I don't think Joseph heard my question. Oh, but Joseph has raised an interesting perspective here. Sometimes in your communities, the younger brother to the cousin of the whose late great grandmother was somehow related to the extended family relative of a member of the House of Assembly also calls himself honorable as well. Yeah, it's also honorable. Well, I don't know. Maybe he does have a point. Maybe not. On Facebook, behind Chikolari, because there's no need to remove it simply because some of them don't deserve There's need to remove it simply because some of them don't deserve to be called honorables, and they have failed in their respective duties to checkmate the executive and also speak for Nigerians on critical issues affecting us as a nation, but don't care about themselves. Now, if you say that they don't deserve to be called honorables because they haven't performed honorably, do they then deserve to be called representatives? Isabella is on the line from Ilo Lemo. Hi, go ahead.
Hello, Dayo. Good evening.
All right, go on.
Okay, the previous speaker actually said my mind. You know, councillors, everyone is answering honorable. And River State has actually made it worse. All the essays now, most of them have attached honorable to their title. So the reps, they need
wait,
to stand
which essays are you referring to?
200,000 essays now.
They are all honorables now.
No, most of them have attached honorables to their titles, to their names.
Are you serious?
So all of them I see have attached honorables.
They are now what?
Comrade.
Honorable now. Okay.
So the reps, they need to stand out. And maybe House of Assembly will think of something to give to themselves, because they cannot be answering honorables with essays and the rest of them.
Wow.
So that's just it.
That's just it?
Yeah, that's it. It's just for class sake, not it's not changing anything. If you like, you take a crocodile from Nigeria to America, it can still be a crocodile.
What, why?
Whether they answer honorable or red.
Why haven't you attached honorable to your name yet?
No. I think I'm okay with it. Title don't make a man.
Your
work.
People might respect you more on your streets. But if you're that honorable to your name.
No. Honorable in River State is now like pure water. Everybody is honorable.
Yeah, but when you arrive,
every family has at least 200.
At least two honorables.
Doesn't make sense anymore.
Every family has at least two honorables.
Yes, at least two.
So does your family have you two already?
No, we're not from River State, so we don't have yet.
Oh.
You know, you have to be an indigenous to be honorable.
But you might surprise you. You know, there's a non-indigenous association. They might have honorables amongst them also.
No. It's not for non-indigenous.
Oh.
That's not for non-indigenous.
All right,
it's just strictly for indigenous, honorable, comrade. Another one is comrade.
Comrade. Which one is higher, honorable or comrade?
No, honorable is more higher than comrade.
Okay. So what do you have to do to become comrade, and then what do you have to do to become honorable?
No, comrade, I think maybe you shout a little, do small activism in quotes. To become comrade.
Then what of honorable?
Maybe from school days, you can take comrade.
Okay.
Then honorable, maybe an essay to one political person.
Mm.
Move small, you understand?
Mm.
Maybe one tenure, two tenures, as essay. Then you can now become honorable.
All right. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome, Diane.
Yeah, that's interesting. Right, what's your take on this? 22 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. The line is still open. Wajabiamila plans removal of honorable from reps designation. What effect or impact will this have, if any? Any thoughts? Let's hear it. Call 0700 93 093. Joining via facebook.com/Nigerian4PH, also via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The change in designation is conceding the fact that most of them don't have an iota of honor in their lives, and everything they do, it's going to go to a set. The speaker has come to realize that most of his colleagues are not acting honorably. Reverend Dan, for me to change won't do anything. I thought Gwajabiamila would have sponsored a bill to cut down the millions to go home with. That's from Sawari Emmanuel. Redesigning the adjective from honorable to representative is like a devaluation of egos, because some of these honorable members have taken a step further to describe themselves as the right honorable. Oh, well. What really is the benefit of the name change to the masses? We didn't send them there to go and change how they will be addressed, but to make reasonable laws that will benefit us. And that's from Dave. All right, I've got a commercial break coming up shortly. Yes, I do. Maybe another quick comment. Dan, this is really beautiful. It will go a long way to inculcating them that they are representatives. It will help remind them that we send them there. Imagine someone stealing public funds to be referred to as an honorable. It explains why they're not ashamed.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, 28 going past 5 o'clock. We've got headlines at 5:30 p.m. Still hard facts to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. I'm Dio. And Speaker of the House of Reps, Femi Gwajabiamila, plans removal of honorable from Reps designation, wants to change it to representative instead of honorable. He wants to change it, legally, change it, in the law. A few more messages right now before the headlines at 5:30. That's just really beautiful. It will go a long way to inculcating them that they are representatives. It will remind them that we sent them there. Imagine someone stealing public funds still be referred to as an honourable. It explains why they're not ashamed. It's a gradual process. The brain has a way of working towards that notion that there's nothing honourable regarding stealing public funds. And that's from Darlington. Probably the rep speaker once went to his village one day and someone saw councillor in the village and shouted, "Honourable, good evening." The speaker turned to respond and behold, behind him was a past councillor of his community carrying bicycle to his farm. Rep speaker decided to consider extinguishing themselves from other honourables. And that's Michael Newmont. That's interesting. Okay, a quick break for the headlines at 5:30. Discussions continue afterwards. Please stay with us.
On your talk station, the conversation never ends.
Let the person walk, we vote you. You see, the person doesn't have to tell us to wait for the godfather to take him again.
You carry your fire engine where? Who won't give you job?
But, I mean, some people have succeeded, unfortunately.
So let's not lie.
No.
It's Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You're welcome back. 28 minutes to go before 6 p.m. and a wonderful Happy New Year to you once again. It is Hard Facts, your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. I'm Dio. And discussions continue. And guess what? If things go according to plan, well, specifically, the Speaker of the House of Reps plan, honorables or members of the House of Representatives would no longer be referred to as honorables. No, they won't. Rather, they'll be referred to as representatives. Yeah. So, what do you make of this? What impact will this have? But Gwajabiamila plans removal of honorable from Reps designation. That's in the Punch newspaper. Members of the House of Reps may no longer be addressed as honorables. As the new speaker, as the speaker, Femi Gwajabiamila has sponsored a bill seeking to change the lawmaker's appellation to representatives. Will this have any effect of any kind? Would it have any impact of any kind at all? Let's get your take. Lines open. 0700 93 0923. Live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Yes. Promise is on the line for Mile One. Hello, Promise. Please go on.
Greetings, Dial.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dial,
greetings.
Yes, my name is Promise.
Go ahead, Promise.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
I most sincerely appreciate your effort, your very good job so far.
Thank you very much.
I love that. I tried reaching you for a long time now, couldn't. This is a very new year. I'm speaking with you. I'm very grateful.
New year, new possibilities, Promise.
That's very working out. So I really want to contribute to this, your talk. Like, for instance, Nigeria, we love this title stuff. Everyone in Nigeria loves title. You know, if you have someone and you're not giving that person the title or like a complete, how do I put it? Like greeting, the person will not in return with like acknowledge you the way it should. So whichever way the House of Reps is planning to change this, it will still be a kind of a name. So for me, if they are removing the title, it should be addressed by their profession. Maybe if the person is a doctor or is a mister, it should be used than bringing up another title.
Yeah, but it's not unusual for what happens in other democracies in the world. Senators are often referred to as senator, and House of Reps members, where they have them, are referred to as representatives. That actually is what happens in many other parts of the world.
Okay, if it's what is working there, and you know, most of the time Nigeria copy what is happening there, and in our own system, it won't work. When they copy a template and bring in our system, it won't work. But if that will work in Nigeria, and if people can also abide, it will be fine. But a little bit contribution to the honorable members. If they can bring up a law, like I know they passed the new electoral act.
Yeah.
So if they can add something like screening, aptitude test, doing the party's primary, when each parties are doing their primary, we should be able to screen. So we do this screen that people you're bringing are really actually honorable or rep as it is called. They should pass through a kind of a little stages of education that when you know people that are there, can that name will suit their character and their actions. So once this name is known, that's where we're having some crashes. Because when you say honorable, actions of the person is not honorable. When you say rep member, the rep member to equal to the actions and character is not giving us the result. So let the primaries, let each, every political party have a platform. Why are we having aptitude tests in school today? At least it's a little bit screening that the person can read and write.
Promise?
Sir?
Good to hear from you, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. I love the appreciate your call.
You're very welcome. Michael from Borokiri, how that?
Oh, my God, good day again.
Yeah, do go on.
Well, I don't understand how to even say it, but the last message you read before you went on break, I just said it. Because it's like, Bajabia of all people, it's like we don't even have any that into the house. But I just want to say, because the truth is, if you remove the right, the honorable, whatever you remove, does he remove any financial entitlement to the person? No. So of what benefit, economic, safety, security, unity, does it add to Nigeria? Nothing. The bill is worthless.
Yeah, but you'll be referring to your representatives like they do in the US also, don't you like that?
That's what I'm just trying to say. Of what benefit to Nigeria? Nothing. If Bajabi and Villa could not see that, what we are facing now is that what we are trying to, what we are expecting them to do is anything that will reduce our spending, either from them, or let me even tell him, we can pass a bill and then make it as a law. 1 kilometer road becomes 1,000 naira according to the soil test.
anywhere in Nigeria, this is what 1 kilometer road will be if it doesn't have anything to do there, according to the soil test. If it doesn't have anything, because removing honorable from your name, even if you say, after serving as a minister, you shouldn't be after serving as a senator, you shouldn't be addressed as a senator anymore. That it does not. Like what I just said earlier, the last message you read, maybe somebody addressed, called somebody honorable, and then he turned around to check, only to discover that it was a past counselor. So it doesn't. Oh God, I root for this country, but not from somebody like Bajabi Amila. I should start thinking. I mean, it means when you sit down in your quiet space, you don't analyze, you don't think about Nigeria, you don't think about the challenges that we have. That is what it means now. Mm. They have the time, unlike some of us who say we are very busy. They have the time to start thinking and what do we do? How do we make changes in Nigeria? And this is the only thing you come up with at this time.
Yeah, but your representatives, you will now address them the same way they are being addressed in the U.S. Is that not a step forward?
And then we'll become U.S. now. That should be the intention now. If we address them like that, if we start addressing them as they are addressed in the U.S., then Nigeria suddenly become U.S. If that's what we want to achieve, I thumbs up to him. Same thing with this now. Thank you, Dario. I just called because I struggle every time. I listen to you every time, and I want to call in your shoes. But this particular discussion for me, I think is as well. I don't know how to express it, but it gets me angry.
Michael, good to hear from
you. Thank you.
We've got 20 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Via Facebook, Ability Francis goes, the agenda has nothing benevolent to the masses, but it's rather aimed at depressing and more looting. Removal of the honorable is likened to chasing a rat while your house is burning with fire. I've got Patience from Azuba. Hello, Patience. Please go on.
Hello, Dario. Good evening.
Hi.
Okay, for me, I don't see any significance in removing their name. Fine, they're doing the right thing by returning to status quo and referring to them as, it should really be, just like it is in other sinner crimes. But my concern is, how about their take-home? Since they're beginning to have more common sense to do things how others do it in foreign countries, how about their take-home when they also adjust that to go with the reps and the senators? I think that will really make sense to us. But changing the name, that's fine, but it has no effect on us in any sense.
But Patience, changing the designation from honorable...
What?
Changing the designation from honorable to representative may place some more burden on them.
You think?
I don't know. Just say maybe.
You know, a caller actually called two callers earlier called and said Nigerians like titles. I beg to differ because I know not all Nigerians, but it's a mentality for certain people. It gives them an idea of feeling that they are entitled or they feel important, but not everybody. But when it comes to the politicians, actually, yes, it does make them feel invincible and all that. But I was saying something else. I wanted to ask a question earlier.
Mm.
Apart from the reps and the senators, how about the ones lower in rank? Will it not affect them? Are they not also affected? I'm talking about from the councillors, you know, all the way up before you get to the reps.
The bill that was sponsored by the Speaker of the House of Reps, Bajabi Amila, only seeks to address the designation of members of the National Assembly only.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Why are they not considering the ones that are even lower in ranks? Shouldn't it be, you know, an all-encompassing bill?
So everybody
because
should
now
be
calling them reps. You're calling them reps. You're calling them senators. And then you come back home to the councillors and you call them honourables. I just wonder. It's just a question. I don't know.
It's not fair. It's not fair, right? It's not fair on the councillors.
Well, you said that, Dyer. I didn't say it.
All right. Question from Rumiko. Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, Dyer, good evening and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes. The Almighty 2023 is here with us. We can't wait for it to unfold. I want to ask, is there anything that even if we know that we are not having any service in this country, that our so-called leaders in quotes will do that Nigerians will be happy about. Because as far as I'm concerned,
I'm sure that if there is affordable quality and easy access to healthcare tomorrow, Nigerians will be happy about that. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Let me give us.
I'm sure that if power supply, if power supply increases to say 100,000 megawatts, and most Nigerians have power for about 18 hours a day, I'm sure Nigerians will be happy about that.
I also agree with you. But if you look at what Gajabi Amila has said, let's look at even the designation honorable. Are they indeed honorable? Of course, for me, they are not. If you look at that word, honorable, for what it is, I think what Gajabi Amila is just saying, that we shouldn't be tagging ourselves what we are not. And as such...
So are they representatives?
Of course, that's a simpler way of saying who they are.
No, you said they're not honorables. You are saying that they do not give off any honorable vibe. Now, let's go to the word representatives. If they don't give off honorable vibes, do they give off vibes of true representatives?
Of course. Even if they are not giving you, but what they are
representatives. No. Whether or not it's what they are is not the question. What I'm asking you is, if they don't give off vibes of being honorable people, do they give off vibes of being true representatives?
Oh, you are not adding true. The representatives.
Okay. You know what? Forget that. Just a moment. Calm down. Okay, just leave the true party alone.
You feel that you're not calming down.
Okay. I will calm down as well. Let's both calm down. All right. So, are they giving off vibes of representatives?
Yes, they are.
Okay, fantastic.
All right,
let's see, we got 14 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news comes up top of the hour at 6. Now, this implies that you will see less of the phrase honorable and excellences. What I really enjoy this evening is the fact that women are the ones calling now. To them, 2023 is a great year. That's from Famous. That's interesting, I suppose. Could have been done. Replacing rep with honorable. I think you mean replacing honorable with rep by the House of Reps does not change anything, because they don't deserve to be called honorables in the first place, as this bill amounts to a total waste of time. That's Bright from Port Harcourt. Could have been, and happy new year, Dio. Happy new year to you as well. For me, the change won't affect their functions. They are who they are. Rep or honorable makes no difference from character. Ihunwo Smart Brantley sent that. Via Facebook, Pomi Friday goes, obviously the acronym honorable is a general name called for all offices from councillor to assembly and House of Reps. But reps will differentiate between the classes of honorable. I join my voice to that of Gajabi Amila, it's okay. Biola Ayankumbi goes, changing designation may change their behavior and make them to be alive to their responsibilities. I remember, in the media industry, those employed to sell newspapers are called circulation managers, and they're involved in dumping papers. Once it was changed to marketing managers, their attitudes to jobs changed for good. Oh, really? Well, that's an interesting take, I suppose. Via Twitter at DiokM06 tweets, this will have no impact as the Reps speaker, Femi Gbaja, wants to correct the error of addressing them, and also just wants to exclude the members of the House of Representatives from the abuse or the use of honorable by Nigerian politicians that steal our treasury dry collectively. Other comments here, let's see. Dire greetings. The designation change is baseless. They're simply a bunch of failures, majoring on the minor, when the public and nation generally suffering from inflation. Minima Priye said that. Blessing from Woji goes down. These people, 9th Assembly, have clearly shown that they are clueless in getting a solution to the problems that they don't even know the country is facing. That bill is baseless, whether Honourable or Rep does not make any meaning to Nigerians. Nothing honourable about them. For me, that lower house should be scrapped as their impact is not felt in the country. And it's comatose in all ramifications in terms of infrastructure, well-being of citizens, cost of living, ASU, on strike, no electricity supply, etc. The lower chamber is busy talking about change of designation. Shame on all of them. And some chems. I've got Obi is calling in from the airport. Obi, you're welcome. Go on.
Good evening, Dayo.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you doing?
Very well. Turn off your radio set, please, and I'll do better.
Dayo, but tell you, what do you think about this perspective this evening?
I'd like to know what I think. Is I'd like to know what you think.
Let's look at it perspectively.
Okay.
Maybe they just want to digest our mind to some fact that they want to put position in. For me, but I don't really see anything so different because I think you are supposed to be preaching by this time and not all this kind of issue with names. But I think for now, Nigeria's problem is not names. The important issue you are supposed to be concerned about. But if that is what is in your brain, as clear, it's obvious to all of us Nigerians that this is what they're thinking at this particular time. But to all of us Nigerians, I think with a particular drama we are supposed to act well, you know, like addressing this issue of price and inflation, you know, buy a commodity. I don't just understand. Everything is just confusing, and you're talking about honorable representatives and names. You're not talking about names. But I hope you understand what you're saying here, that there's fire on the mountain. And you seem to be concerned.
But maybe you don't think the change of name might change their attitudes?
We know. But what significance is this going to play in our perspective now? Our brain is concerned with significant issues. But this matter now, no matter how you paint it, I don't think it's going to make any meaning to any Nigerian.
That's what I'm saying. You don't think the change of name might change their attitudes?
What attitude is this going to be? Does it affect attitude at all? You're talking about the people and their views, and you're talking about names and attitude of a particular individual or some sect of individuals.
You didn't hear the previous caller who said that if you call a dog bully, the dog will act strong. But if you call the dog Bingo, then the dog will act like Bingo, I suppose.
Okay, I like that. You just like kill a dog. I say, hey, Jimmy, come here. You're asking Jimmy to come, but Jimmy will start running away. And at the same time, just like Jimmy, go. It sounds so very good. The dog might find out that he's coming. You understand?
Okay.
So the most important thing is that where Nigerians are thinking have nothing to do with changing of name now. Nigerians now, they are not in any ceremony, you know. Their mind is somewhere. So try to understand that you understand Nigerians and whatever you are doing is going to do glamour. For now, that thing is not going to meet up in Nigeria.
A big raise your hand for me. The Rep Speaker just wants to exclude the members of the House of Reps from the abuse or the use of honourable by Nigerian politicians that steal our treasury. They just want to differentiate themselves from the State Assembly members and local government chairmen. Even the Reps, are they representing the people well? That's from David. I recall that Femi Gbajabiamila was in the U.S. for a short course at Harvard. He has to implement some of the things he learned while at Harvard. That's from Eric Chooks. Oh, yeah, that's true. He was at Harvard recently. The narrative of the Honorable with bicycle is correct. I contested for Senate 2015. I lost. My boy also contested for councillor last year. He lost out too. Each time we both walked together, they call us Honorable. We both will answer. At the time, he told me that I should be the one to be answering because I'm the bigger honourable. So funny. Stay out of trouble and say no to crime. Oh, really? That's interesting. Wajabemila has a point. These people are have no honor in the way they do things. So corrupt. Removing honorable from them is the first thing to start with, because calling someone honorable, someone says that will make them steal our money more. Happy New Year. I remember when the title chief became all commerce affairs. Someone said to add high to theirs. Therefore, I will advise they add something like senior honorable, junior honorable, and local honorable to national, state, and local government, respectively. That's from Joseph. That's very interesting.